If people can't explain what you do, they can't refer you, and that could be costing you clients every single day. Joining us is Trish Springsteen, internationally acclaimed public speaking mentor, author, and champion of introverts everywhere, based right here in Morayfield. Co-owner of Trishell Innovative Training and founder of the Purple Unicorn Academy. Trish is here to show us how clarity creates clients and how a few simple changes can transform confusion into referrals. So Trish, thanks for joining us. And when you think about it, that's absolutely true. If our description of what we do is vague, people can't apply it to themselves. And they're certainly not going to try to explain it to someone else. We've lost the opportunity for a referral for business. So we're keen to hear what changes can create clarity.
Clients don't appear simply because you're clear. They appear because clarity leads to confidence. Confidence leads to connection, and connection leads to visibility. And when you're in business, visibility is what you want. And it's not just about being visible on radio or being visible on video or being visible on speaking. It's about being visible to your clients, for them to know who you are. So have you ever introduced yourself and then watched someone's eyes glaze over? Or they smile politely before saying, "So what exactly do you do?" Because I have. I know when I was first starting in business, I thought I had to tell them everything that I did, and I wasn't clear. It happens regularly. And if that's happening to you, it isn't because your business isn't valuable. It's usually because your message isn't clear enough. I meet incredible business owners every week. They're passionate. They genuinely want to change people's views. But when it comes time to say what they do, they often launch into qualifications, job titles, industry jargon, and long explanations. And after 2 minutes, the listener is more confused than when they started. Is this resonating? Because, hey, that's what was happening to me quite often. And it was heartbreaking because it wasn't my experience or my expertise, and it's not your experience or your expertise. It's simply communication. And that's where it all comes down to. Because if people are confused, they don't connect. And if they don't connect, what happens? They don't become clients. And if you don't have clients, what's the next step? You don't have a business. You're frustrated. The people that need to hear you, need to see you, need to buy into your business, they're frustrated because they're missing out on something that you could probably be helping them with. So let's look at this. Clarity begins with confidence. Communication is not about finding perfect words. It's about you believing your message matters. We use complicated language because we're trying to sound professional. We think we need to use all those words or that language because if we don't, people will think that we don't know what we're talking about in our business. But confidence sounds different. We don't want to be sounding complicated. We want to be confident because confident people simplify. We know our business. We're confident in what we're doing. So we don't need to use complicated words. We just need to say, this is what we do and this is who we help. We don't need impressive words. We use simplified, understandable words because we want to connect with the people. I know I had that problem. I did think I had to be complicated. And I love words, people. I really do. And so sometimes when people ask me or when my early times in business, I'd use lots of words about it. I'd use complicated words. I'd be going into all the things I did. And you know, what was happening was my confidence was disappearing because using all those words in that language, I was overwhelming people. And because I was overwhelming them, they weren't coming and booking with me. And because they weren't booking with me, my confidence started to go down. And when my confidence went down, all the words that I loved disappeared. See, confidence isn't about knowing more. It's about trusting yourself enough to speak simply. Communication creates connection. People don't need your entire business story. And yeah, you'd love to tell them because you're living it, you're breathing it, you maybe have just started it, you're so enthusiastic, you want to share everything. You know, this is where I started and this is what I can do and look at this great program I've just got. Wow. They don't need to understand that. They want one thing. Who do you help? What problem do you solve? What changes afterwards? So instead of saying something like, I provide strategic communication and visibility solutions, which sounds wow, but what? It's better to say, I help business owners become confident speaking about their business so more people understand what they do. And then that sounds a little bit better than the beautiful visibility and strategic communication. The other one sounds exactly what I do, and you can relate to it. So when it's clearer, when it's simple, people remember it. And when they remember it, they repeat it. And that's what you want, people. You want people repeating it. You want people going out there saying, this is person I just met the other day. Wow, this is exactly what they do. And they could be listening to their friends. And when their friends say, I'm having problems with this, I'm having problems with that. Because you have been simple in what you're saying, that sparks something. And they can say, you know what? I know someone who was just talking about that just the other day. Simplicity connects. Clarity connects. When it connects, you get referrals. You get people talking about you. So one of my challenges to you is, imagine explaining your business to a 12-year-old. Not because they're speaking to children, because clarity beats complexity every time. So if you're trying to work on how clear you can be, practice that. Think, okay, what if I was talking to a 12-year-old? What words would I use? How would I explain it? And that helps you to become clearer and more simple, and it means that your people that you speak to are going to understand it. Visibility starts with being understood. You can't be visible if people don't understand you. And that's part that many people miss because it's not about posting more. You know, that comes, but it's not about that, not just about that. It's about becoming memorable. Think about that, memorable. People share businesses they understand. Remember I just shared with you that story. They recommend businesses they can explain. So your message should become easy for someone else to repeat. Go back to that story I was just sharing. Someone remembered the story that you were talking to them about. They recommended that. They can share it with other people. You don't need numbers. You need to focus on the transformation that you do. They didn't simply become a different person. They simply become clearer. So you simply become clearer. You're not different. You're not the different person and you're still the business owner, but you become clearer about what you do. I often talk about the journey businesses take. Often it starts with confusion. You're trying to say everything because you're new, you're enthusiastic. Then becomes clarity because that's when your message becomes simple and that builds the confidence. And your confidence creates connection. Because when you're confident, you speak naturally and that connects. And then people finally understand you and connection leads to visibility. Because not because you're louder, but because you're memorable. Think about visibility being memorable. Instead of being lots of things that you have to do on videos and posting, because that'll come later, you want to be more memorable. And so if you connect visibility being memorable, you are going to be moving forward on your business journey. People, don't take the years I took because I'm a very slow learner. It took me a long while in some areas to say, oh my gosh, I have to rein back the enthusiasm. Yes, I love using words, but I think maybe I need to just use a few lesser words. And it does work because when I started to do that in my business became clearer. The people I wanted to connect became clearer. So my challenge to you, ask someone you trust, can you tell me what you think I do? Don't interrupt. Don't jump in and say, oh, no, that's not it. Listen to what they say. Just listen. And if their answer isn't close, you don't have to change your business. Just change your message. Because clarity creates confidence. Confidence creates connection. Connection creates visibility. And visibility creates opportunities. People, the best person to speak about your business is you.
What a powerful reminder that clarity really is the key to connection. When people understand what you do, they remember you, refer you, and become your clients. A huge thank you to Trish Springsteen, internationally acclaimed public speaking mentor, co-owner of Trishell Innovative Training, and founder of the Purple Unicorn Academy, for sharing her wisdom today. Catch more from Trish across our other podcast episodes right here on 1015fm.com.au.